Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, Hudsonville, Illinois, and Crescent City, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027. WILL Radio, TV, and online come to you from Campbell Hall for Public Telecommunication, made possible by a generous gift from Alice and Robert Campbell. Time now for our opening commodity market report. Here's Illinois Public Media's Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. The overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. On this Tuesday morning in Kansas City, July wheat opened at 7:20, down 6 on the open. September, 7:33, down 6 and 3 quarters. July wheat opened at 6:69, down 5 and a half on the open. December, 7:16, down 7. July of 2010, 7:46, down 3 3/4 on the open. July corn opened at 4:42 3/4, down 3 on the open. September, 4:52 1/2, down 3 1/4. December, 4:65, down 4 1/4. March of 2010, 4:75 1/2, down 4 1/2 on the open. May, 4:82 1/4, down 4 1/4 on the open. July, 4:88, down 4 1/4. September, 4:73 1/4, down 4 1/2. December 2010, 4:61 1/4, down 1 3/4 on the open. July beans open at 12:16, down 2 1/2 on the open. August, 11:73, down 2 1/2. September, 11:20, down 1. November, 10:81, down 5. January of 2010, 10:84, down 4 1/2. March, 10:84, down 8. May, 10:58, down 8 on the open. July soybean meal open at 3:89, down 1.80 on the open. August, 3:67.50, down 2.10. July soybean oil open at 40.25, down 20 on the open. August, 40.43, down 18. June live cattle open at 80.80, up 27 1/2 on the open. August feeders, 99.95, down 22 1/2. June lean hog, 61.65, down 10 on the open. And make that down 110 on the open. And then July bellies, 70-70, down 100 on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning.
Looks like off the opening bell, traders are saying, let us take a little bit of a pause in here.
Well, I think, you know, we're seeing a little bit of consolidation, a couple things overnight. The crude oil was lower. The dollar was hanging in there fairly well unchanged, and the Dow took a little dip. And, of course, that was all the outside markets. And with all the run-up and all the buying we saw yesterday, when we saw a little bit of slowdown as far as new money and funds popping in there in the overnight and also first thing out of the box this morning, well, we're seeing a little bit of consolidation trade here. We also saw that the the planting progress and the ratings of the corn crop were right up the level that they were looking for, not that far off for right now. And, of course, the just the feeling that maybe we popped enough for now, especially with the news that China had scaled back on 3 loads that had been canceled over the weekend, and also that they're maybe going to be allowing some beans to come out of their reserve and then replace them in the fall. So all those things put together, it was time for a little breather here.
Yeah, why wouldn't China buy new crop beans? They're cheaper.
Well, we've been wondering that for a long time with the stocks that they seem to have on hand. They wanted to make sure they're going to have a lot in hand so they don't get caught in a situation where the pantry shelves are bare. You know, they've got a lot of people to try to keep happy, and their economy is rolling along good enough that they don't mind spending a little extra money to do that.
This is a lot about the U.S. dollar, it seems to me. The beginning of April, the dollar was up around 89 and change. And today we're at 78.82 and maybe taking a chance at the December low at 77.68. So it's not surprising, I suppose, that funds are looking at commodities as a cheap hedge against inflation. The question is, does it continue? And if so, over what time period?
Well, I think that that's very much the case of what's going on here, Dave. There was a flight to commodities, raw commodities as such, and wanting to buy those because of the way the dollar is acting. You know, we don't know when it's going to get to too cheap to where the dollar isn't much that way, but we have to remember that the crude oil is priced in dollars. Crude oil is our inflation factor that goes with some of our index funds. That as the value of it goes up, so does they have to balance their trading accounts with some grains and that on the side. And also the idea that the flight to raw commodities has been a very good thing to invest in, or a better thing to invest in than some of the other things that they have. So, you know, all that put together, the planning problems, the rain delays in many areas, and poor conditions to get this crop started, all add to the fact that we've seen this kind of rally we've seen over the last month and a half.
Does a that December low, 77.68, and then, I don't know, there's some minor support around 76.86. If the dollar continues to decrease in value, do commodities continue to be supported at those levels?
Yes, Dave, and I think, you know, the fact of the matter is, though, as U.S. citizens and everything else, we don't want to see this dollar just totally collapse either. I mean, it might help one things, but then all of a sudden it's going to get biting into our pocket real hard at the gas pump and everything else that we import as, way, as far as things go, let alone any overseas travel for any individuals. But, you know, that's the last thing we're in. We're trying to worry about getting the U.S. economy back on track, not world travel as such. But the travel industry is a great percentage of U.S. Employment, so we don't want to see it go down the tubes either.
I guess another way of asking the same question is there a value that the dollar becomes too cheap for the good of U.S. commodities?
There will be. We're not sure what that number is, and hopefully we won't get down to that level. But I would say if we get down in the 60s, that it would not be favorable.
You mentioned the NAS crop progress support. 93% of the corn crop is now in the ground. It's after June 1, and our traders going to begin to assume 7% or a little less will go to beans.
Well, I'm sure that all 7% of that won't go to beans, but they are probably figuring that there could be at least a couple million acres of that that will go to beans. And then along the way, and I think that depending on where you're at and what you've done to your ground, if you don't have chemical and nitrogen on, when I'm sitting here looking at the board and I'm seeing $10.78 November beans and I'm seeing June on the calendar, if I'm not locked in, I'm seeing beans go into my planter.
And cash beans out of the field in excess of $10, yes?
Yes, yes. And I don't know any of the places around that have wider than a 70 cent wider than a 70 or 80 cent basis, Dave.
So are you saying go ahead and lock in the basis at this point and establish a futures position against it?
I would think that, in all honesty, if I were going to be planting extra acres and making my decision because of the price, some coverage should be taken.
One of the things that I'm wondering, looking at the charts, Wayne, is if we're sort of approaching what I would call a blow-off top phase, given the number of open interest Johnny come lately longs into the market. It seems to me that maybe we're approaching a blow-off place.
Well, it's very possible, Dave. I think we saw some of the advisory firms yesterday marketing a little more grain, number one, and also taking profits, number two, because of that same aspect, feeling that, number one, the influx the first of the month would give us a blow-off up in the area. They also said, though, because of a lot of the things that are happening, we don't have to wait as long to possibly want to re-own something. So, you know, don't look for the sell-off to be extremely deep until we see a little better, or the crop has moved along and we feel a little bit safer about it. You know, this corn crop, as the acreage has decreased as much as we're thinking about, could happen that the December corn is going to not just fall out of bed. It can take 20 cents off real easily with the kind of move that we've seen. But don't look for a whole lot more than that until we get a little farther down the line and feel that we've got a good crop really in the making.
And specifically, I suppose, the end of June acreage report.
And the June acreage report is going to be huge this year, yeah. Dave. That and, of course, the you know, we always have somewhat of a turn as far as the weather goes, either for the better or for the worse over the 4th of July weekend. So those are two big things coming up in just about a month.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Looking at Ed Kieser's extended two-state forecast, he says the northern third of the two states will pick up the most rainfall today, with the heaviest rainfall shifting into central sections tonight and into southern sections tomorrow. 1 to 2 inch amounts common, and locally heavier amounts are possible on Wednesday night. Rain will likely continue in the southern third of Illinois and Indiana, while other areas remain cool and dry. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.